Hello and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. I cannot believe this is my 9th episode. I've been trying to record every week, but as we all know, the back-to-school season can be kind of chaotic, and I haven't had as much of a chance to just sit down and record. I did my first Twitter chat yesterday in a while. I've been in and out of some Twitter chats, but I actually did my first full one in about 2 weeks, and I did hashtag AT assessment, and I loved it, and I actually had one of my former cooperating teachers, Mrs. Stolitz, tell me that I should broadcast my podcast a little bit more. So I mentioned that, and then I was excited that I was going to be recording with Mark Levine today. He is truly an amazing educator, and he was a pleasure to talk to, so I'm really excited, and I hope that you get something out of this episode. We talked about reflection, and it really capitalized on the importance of having both my students reflect and teachers reflecting as well. To start off with, please tell me about a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Mark Levine. I am a middle school literacy-based social studies teacher. I've been teaching for about 20 years. Prior to that, I was a child and adolescent psychologist and specialized in cognition.
That's awesome. So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
Good day for me is when my students really see their learning. Even though I'm a literacy-based social studies teacher, it's really not about the literacy or the social studies content. When my kids really get learning and see themselves learning and feel it happening, to me, that is better than anything else. And even if there are some other things going on in school that I'm not necessarily fond of, that is my favorite part of teaching.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think that having our students understand the reasoning behind what they're doing and just understanding that thought process and really cultivating that growth mindset is so important. I know that my students obviously focus on the content, but I want it to be so much more than that. So I completely agree with what you just said. So likewise, what are some things you have experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
Well, I guess early on in teaching, I had to build a balance between being a teacher that my students can come to and felt comfortable with, while having them respect me and respect the learning process. I love to have fun while we're learning. And I think learning about the balance between the fun times and the serious times, it took me a little while to kind of build that balance. And in retrospect, what I've learned is I don't have to work so hard at it. All I have to do is be me and respect the learning, and just have some fun in between. And I don't have to try so hard. I don't have to be as intentional with the fun, nor do I have to be as intentional with the with the learning. As long as I pay attention to the students and kind of ride their wave, kind of recognize what they need at every given moment, I'm going to have their respect. I'm not going to have any kind of classroom management issues. And my students are going to get to the point where they can't wait to get to my class. And I wish I knew that 20 years ago, but at least I know it now.
Yeah, and I think that's so important because I think that's something that definitely a lot of newer teachers, I know that I struggle with that sometimes, and just figuring out that balance with my kids. Even this year when I'm teaching sixth grade now, it's a little different. And they do, like at the beginning of the year, they were not saying hi, and I was saying good morning to all of them, and they're kind of not responding. So I was like, what's going on? And then we talked, and I feel like the kids are starting to build that relationship a little bit. So now I have kids saying like good morning to me and saying bye, which is nice. So it's kind of, it takes baby steps sometimes, but I know that relationship is so important. And if I'm saying good morning to them every morning, I know that at some point they'll start responding, and just you're trying to cultivate those positive deposits and making that difference any way you can. So what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
Well, new teachers get so caught up in the doing, in the day-to-day doing, that they don't take a step back and truly reflect on the connections that they're making with other human beings, namely the students. And I think that they tend to forget to reflect on what worked and why. The new teachers are very often struggling to do everything that they're supposed to do, everything that they're told to do, all the mandates, and it could get overwhelming at times. And I think, and I have found, by having a teacher, especially a new teacher, stop and reflect, and that might include writing down in a journal what you did and what whether it worked or not, and then constantly going back to it and not giving up on your reflections simply because you did it a couple days. Make sure that it's a year-long process. And I think in the long run, the results are going to be really educational and enlightening for the teacher.
Yeah, and I think I also started reflecting a lot when I was joining Twitter. I did blog posts, and I was really taking the time to write about my student teaching experience and then my first year. And now I'm still trying to write at least weekly, like what's going on. And I try to keep daily notes about what's going well and what isn't, because every day, like when I'm on my ride home, I'm always thinking about the day and just kind of going in my mind about, okay, did stations go well? Did I need to fix something? How did my students react to it? And just getting that feedback is important. And I know that's something that someone told me to always reflect on each day, because you forget. And those things will come up next year. And I'll be like, what did I do during that lesson that made it work? Or what do I need to try next time? So I completely agree with reflection. I think it's so important. So I know that you've shared amazing things. So how can people get in contact with you?
Well, Twitter is my favorite vehicle, and I'm at Levine Writes, and I try to participate in as many Twitter chats as I possibly can after the beginning of September, so I'll be getting involved this week. On Facebook, please friend me, Mark Levine. And then I have a Levine Literacy page on Facebook as well. I wish I was had the time to do an Instagram and that sort of thing, but soon.
Is there anything else that you want to discuss or bring up?
Well, I mentioned reflections for new teachers. I think in our teaching practice, we really need to teach our students to become reflective naturally. And that takes intentionally teaching them the value and how to reflect on their learning. Again, very similarly, as I mentioned before about new teachers, when students are doing things, very often they're doing what they feel the teacher has told them to, or the expectations. And the taking a step back and looking at the process, the outcomes, the hurdles that they took, and then making a conscious reflection on what was learned, not necessarily just the content, but a little bit about themselves, a little bit about their learning process that maybe is different than their peers. I think if we do that, we're going to see much more success with our students, because otherwise we're having students that are just doing and not realizing what it takes for them as a learner and how they can take those pieces that they learn about themselves and apply it elsewhere and become a more and more successful student.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's important for our students to reflect. I know I do a lot of self-reflection, both myself, but also with my kids. And I know that they're still getting used to writing about, like, what is something they learned or what is something they took away from the lesson. And I know that since they're sixth graders, they have experience, but I feel like whenever they get to that question, they're, like, writing the most basic thing. And I'm trying to get them to go deeper, and I'm like, but what else did you learn? Or how can I go further? So it's always... it's interesting to see their responses, and I still have to read them from today because they just did an exit slip. But I know that they're engaged and they want to be in math, and they're trying to learn, but not only just memorize the content, because I don't want that. I want them to go deeper and know why they're doing it. So I think the reasoning behind it and just having those kids, again, reflect, because that's such an important skill to have.
Exactly.
So again, thank you so much for being on. I appreciate the time you took.